finding the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM shortwave talk radio.
The truth is on talk radio.
Hour two of the National Intel Report on this Monday, ladies and gentlemen, the 12th of March. 2007. T for two or 20 million. I'll get into Frosty Wooldridge's column just written today about the illegals in this country. You know, and you want to talk about a hot political potato that nobody is really going to touch in this upcoming presidential election, that is going to be the illegal invasion into this country. By the way, you can hear Frosty Wooldridge's program on this network every Tuesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Now that everybody is screwed up over the time change here, why exactly did they do this 3 weeks? I mean, this, folks, you're listening to the second hour on 5.050, and I have absolutely no idea how it's coming through. We weren't going to change that second hour over to 12180 until probably the end of the month. But the lawgivers out there have seen fit, in order to save whatever they're trying to save out there, we have daylight savings time ahead of schedule. And that's screwed everybody. I mean, Robbie Noel lives in outside of Phoenix, Arizona, and he's now 2 hours behind us in Central Time. Why? Because, well, they don't change. There are some areas in the country that don't change when they go on this daylight savings time. So it's confusing for a lot of people, and I guess a lot of people miss their flights at airports because of the time change. But at any rate, it came 3 weeks early, and much to the chagrin of a lot of people. I mean, folks, I mean, who does this actually benefit? I mean, farmers are upset about this because now they have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning instead of 4 o'clock in the morning. But do you think a cow knows how to tell time? Does he care? No, a cow's timetable, a milking cow, is set by the time of day, the length of daylight. I'm sure there's other mitigating factors in there, but, I mean, if you're a farmer, a dairy farmer, would you enjoy getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning? That means you got to go to bed an hour earlier at night. I mean, what's it for? Very interesting. 800-313-9443, open phones on this Monday, wide open phones. Get into Frosty Wooldridge's excellent piece on this. Why do we call it immigration, folks? You know, I was reading I'll find the article during the break in the Houston Chronicle about these poor people, these busts that the Homeland Security people did. Well, they locked up the parents, but what about the children? Well, okay, instead of just issuing them a ticket to show up in court, which they never do, why don't you go grab the families, pack them up on a Greyhound bus? I think the American people would pay bus fare to ship them back to Mexico. When you're running across them, pox them up and send them back. And by the way, Arizona is making moves with putting up the National Guard on their borders for the immigration control problem. Much to the chagrin of the the state's governor, she has been anything but anti-immigration. She's done everything in her power to make sure that the illegals still come tramping across the border. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The Houston Chronicle editorial talking about the Massachusetts bust here. And keep in mind, this is a Hearst newspaper. It's a division of the Hearst Corporation. It's still a better paper than the Austin Un-American Statesman. At any rate, they say in their opinion column here in the editorial section that Massachusetts immigration raid is the worst manifestation of bad immigration law. They say that somehow, though it was meant to defend taxpayers, legal workers, and oppress factory employees, last week's immigration raid in New Bedford, Massachusetts, ended up trampling all of the above. Worse, the raid managed to traumatize an entirely different group, the 200 children left behind when their parents were seized from the Michael Bianco Incorporated leather goods plant. The resulting municipal crisis exposed the stunning short-sightedness of the Department of Homeland Security forces, which oversaw the raid, but in the bigger picture, it showed again that symbolic workplace sweeps are pointless substitutes for workplace immigration laws that function, visa quotas that match labor demands, and a reliable ID system for employers who really do want to comply with the law. Currently, the New Bedford employees walk free until their court date to determine if they abused workers and guided them to buy fraudulent documents. Meanwhile, most of the almost 350 undocumented workers who needed jobs so badly they put up with the firm's alleged mistreatment are behind bars. Single mothers of very young children have now been released, federal officials say, but many of the estimated 200 children who were left behind remained cut off from their parents. The stranded children initially included nursing infants. They still include small children stuck with foster care, relatives, or frighteningly, as this article says, total strangers such as landlords and their parents didn't come home from work. It's been a widespread humanitarian crisis here in New Bedford, according to Corin Williams, director of the Community Economic Center of Southeastern Massachusetts, told the Associated Press. Added an outraged Governor Deval Patrick, latchkey kids and some adolescents as well might have gone home after school with no one to take care of them. To try to locate them and other children who fell through the cracks, Massachusetts has established a hotline with a pitiful coda to a massive federal action that was weeks, maybe months, in the planning. Undoubtedly, the plant's undocumented workers are subject to the new law of the land. That, as they well know, includes detention and possible deportation if found here illegally. But the workers' children aren't innocent, and between their poverty, isolation, age, and illegal status, they are extraordinarily vulnerable. The Department of Homeland Security, which masterminded a similar raid on Swift meatpacking plants last year, already knows the fallout of such sweeps on minor children. Let me hold comment here. Yet it doesn't seem to have improved its planning or coordination with state officials in any way when it raided the latest plant in New Bedford. As for the plant managers, even if convicted, they will be nothing more than unlucky anomalies in a nation where employers still hire 500,000 undocumented workers each year. Where in the hell did they get 500,000 from? If there's 35 to 40 million illegals in this country, and unless they were sterilized as they walked across the border, there's a lot more than 500,000 illegals working in this country. And how many kids do they have? Take a guess. Who knows? But here's my point. Who should care? Who should care? If you're in this country illegally, well, then you've got to expect ramifications. And if you're that, I don't know, stupid or desperate, whatever term you want to use, that you would leave your children in a vulnerable position because, you know what, you're going to jail. Guess what? You shouldn't have done it in the first place. The article continues, when it's embarrassing spectacles of cowering workers and allegations of mistreatment, a raid like the one in New Bedford should persuade employers to fight harder for Congress to pass rational immigration reform. Oh, there it is. Rational immigration reform. No, what we're talking about is blanket amnesty once again. And I'll tell you who is responsible for the misreporting. I mean, I just heard it the other day. Again, the 11 million undocumented workers. Oh, they just have a paper problem. And oh, by the way, there's only 11 million of them. Poppycock. They are constantly underreporting these numbers. You know, could you imagine what people watching Fox News, if one day they said, oh, there's 11 million illegals in the undocumented workers in the country. Okay, 11 million. But what if they reported that the numbers might be as high as four times that amount? Does that bring the problem into greater perspective? I would say, just by sheer numbers, yes, it would. But they are, again, complicit in lying and covering up, as they usually do, and underreporting. You think the FBI has been underreporting here lately? No. Check your local news media. They're part of the problem as well. Now, they finish up by saying here, a comprehensive policy, one that would include tough border enforcement, more visas, here we go, more visas and a path to legalization for those already here would do what the New Bedford raid clearly did not. It would preserve public order while protecting workers, U.S. taxpayers, and, not inconsequentially, children. What a bunch of... purposely underreporting the numbers. And, oh, what about these poor children? You know, what about our own kids? What about our own lives here in this country? I don't want to live in a multicultural society where this country is split off into sections that don't even, you know, no hable inglés, you know? My idea about this, you run across an illegal, you pack his ass in jail, buy him a bus ticket, make sure he gets across the border, and he comes back again, guess what? You get caught again, it's federal.
You're going to jail, and that's another problem. Oh, yeah, we got to come up with taxpayer money to fund and house these people, free rent, for people that are already breaking the law. Now, pack their butts up, send them back to Mexico, where they belong. You know, and there's been a lot of misreporting around this also. You know, and folks, make no mistake about this. You know, it's just a paperwork problem. The undocumented workers, what, 40 million of them? And they've got the cojuntas here that employers still hire about 500,000 undocumented workers. What state in particular are they referring to? Is that just California? I am sure that there's a 500,000 people working in California right now that are of the undocumented worker type, just in California alone. Let me see. That leaves about 49 other states last recall here. Absolutely amazing. I'll make a suggestion. If you have the ability to be within a phone call of a radio program or even a TV program, if they dare take calls, they don't like doing that because they have so much unsavory information coming from these bothersome people. You know, these other Americans, they're informed, they're not sheep, that know their proverbial from a hole in the ground. When you have an opportunity to challenge one of these people, next time you hear the 11 million undocumented workers, check them on it. The numbers may be four times higher than that. At least there are 30 million illegals in this country. At least 30 million. T for two or 20 million? Have you heard the old saying, tea for two? For the most part, it's when one lady invites a friend to come over to the house for a cup of tea and conversation. A whole new meaning for the cliche awaits you in the near future. Within weeks, Senators Teddy Kennedy and John McCain, both hand-holding with President Bush, unveil their blatant invitation for as many as 20, and Frosty says 20 to 28 million illegals, not only to enjoy American hospitality, but those senators open up the entire overburdened social services system to an unlimited additional abuse. The Kennedy-McCain unveiled their gift to no less than 20 million to a potential high of 28 million illegal aliens, plus many of their family members, to U.S. citizenship amnesty. Remember Bush said, oh, this ain't about amnesty? Yes, it is. Lies, lies, and more lies. To give you a sobering handle on how Kennedy-McCain intend to pick your pocket, they insist only 12 million illegal aliens stand now on U.S. soil. When the 1986 law passed, within 2 years, we suffered 3.4 million new citizens. We may expect a similar 300% growth magic again this time around. The 2005 Bear Stearns report told us we housed 20 million illegals and nobody closed the open borders. Today in 2007, reputable experts tell us we endure as many as 20 to 28 million illegal aliens within inside the United States, plus 10 million of their kids and grandkids. That would put the numbers somewhere between, let's say 30 and 38 million. Now, please allow me to repeat myself. This is big. In 1986, when Kennedy engineered the last amnesty, he promised only 1.1 million illegal aliens would enjoy America's freedom after breaking our laws to come here illegally. The true number turned out to be 3.4 million. Now, if you do the math, his estimated 12 million today could and most likely stands at least twice as high, to as much as three times that number. A new study by Dr. Steve Camerata shows a minimum number of 12 million illegal aliens will tap into $843 billion in social services, education, Medicare, school breakfast and lunches, prison, rising insurance rates, and other costs, and this is net more than they will pay in taxes and usage fees over their entire lifetimes. Now, Dr. Camerata also estimates the cost if illegal aliens exceed 30 million. The worst case scenario, that cost your pocketbook skyrockets to a paltry little $2.4 trillion with a T dollars. More on this after the break. We'll open up the lines 800-313-9443, ladies and gentlemen. Are you dead out there? You can't let your fingers do the walking? Am I talking into thin air?
Or am I just so fascinating that they don't want to interrupt me? We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band declaring.
What are we thinking? Remember when Teddy promised the 1986 amnesty would be facilitated by strict border controls and interior enforcement? Didn't happen. Will this amnesty include stricter border controls? Won't happen. Results? Another 20 million illegals will crash our borders within a short period of time. The entire aggregation of new citizens, all sport relatives who line up to come to the land of good and plenty, direct experience taught us that each new citizen, by the grace of amnesty, sponsors an average of 7 new naturalized citizens within 10 years after they receive their papers. What does the amnesty do? Easy. It opens up the floodgates to this human Katrina. What are people on the street saying about it? The cost of closing our borders is a tiny fraction of the cost of waging war in Iraq and Afghanistan. According to Paul Crutchen of Colorado Springs, said, if Mexico would just practice free market capitalism and birth control, they would not be so poor, but no. Their rampant socialism and religious ban on birth control caused massive poverty, forcing millions to flee north. That's if you're into birth control. Rich Mexicans, they're getting richer. People mention a guest worker program as the perfect solution without really understanding the limitations or ramifications, said Rhoda Rosado, Westminster, Colorado. We still need to secure our borders and imprison frequent illegal crossers, provide meaningful workplace enforcement, and eliminate programs that reward illegal aliens. A guest worker program won't prevent millions of employers from continuing to entice and employ cheap illegal labor. Unless more stringent enforcement in the workplace is adopted, a guest worker plan won't help unless employers and CEOs are themselves imprisoned. I'm all for that one. A guest worker plan won't work unless they put billions into computer systems and personnel at the U.S. DHS Citizenship and Immigration Services Department. The system is backlogged several years already. Can you imagine the chaos and fraud if we add millions of more cases? Rosetto continued, a guest worker program won't prevent drug smugglers and other people seeking to harm us from slipping into the country. Currently, 30% of the inmate population in our federal prison system are illegal aliens. How will the guest worker program change that? Short answer, it will add millions to it in a heartbeat. Now, if you talk about one of the worst parts of the amnesty, those who broke into the country against our laws show no respect for American citizenship or the rule of law. Additionally, they will not invest themselves emotionally or intellectually into becoming participating U.S. citizens. Millions will not invest in the American dream of speaking English, assimilating and adding to our social fabric. Millions of Mexicans arrive to take back their turf. How? They colonize in such great numbers that they force Americans out of four border states. Assimilation? No. Overthrow by numbers. Ultimate reality of this amnesty, displacing and fracturing Americans out of their own country. That leads to civil unrest and consequences much like Kosovo, Lebanon, France, Holland, Denmark, and other nations where immigrants create a repetitive nightmare for host countries. Just like Teddy Kennedy failed this nation with his proposal in 1965, 1.1 million added immigrants annually, and again with his 1986 amnesty for 3.4 million illegal aliens, his enclave in the Senate forever addicted mind cannot understand what he bequeaths future generations. In a similar addictive behavior pattern, Bush has shown, with his short-sighted Iraq war, that he cannot and does not understand the nightmare he brings Americans. These behaviors are not coincidence. Millions illegal amnesty accomplish? Once this amnesty passes, you can imagine Bush in his flight suit striding across an aircraft carrier deck announcing mission illegal amnesty accomplished. Besides him, Senator Kennedy and McCain waddle out in their flight suits, bursting at the seams. The reality of our fractured nation will follow much of what happened in Iraq, with a civil war orchestrated solely by President George W. Bush, who denied the obvious. This great nation rides a dangerous wind into an uncertain, if not violent, future. If not great civil unrest, we shall degrade ourselves into a maelstrom of greater poverty for our people as we stand by while criminals who employ the slave labor class get rich, destroy the lower middle class, widen the earnings gap, and invite millions of Mexicans, poor, to colonize our country. As noted above, Mexico won't change from being one of the most corrupt countries in the Western Hemisphere. As the Catholic Church encourages unlimited births, Mexico's population grows by an added 200 million in this century. When will this travesty be addressed? Take a guess. No leader in Mexico takes responsibility for the abominable conditions caused by flight of the 12 million Mexicans into America and millions more after this amnesty. No winners, but millions of losers. Now, no one wins and everybody loses this great human dilemma. I don't care for 20 million strangers in my home for any reason. Do you? Would you like a spot of arsenic in your tea, madam? Now, what you can do for a better future for your country? A Republican form of government is not a spectator sport. It means you must jump in, roll up your sleeves, and take personal and collective action. Of course, you could let a dictator take over and do everything for you, but that path would give you Cuba, China, North Korea, and other unsavory examples. Now, America cannot support another 100 million people added to our country in 34 years. That is, water crisis, resource depletion, air pollution, gridlock, loss of quality of life, etc., etc. We'll take this break, come right back on the other side. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this program is sponsored by Headache Stay Gone. Got to pay attention to these people. They make headaches gone for good. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 800-327-0727.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
America cannot support lawbreakers being given citizenship. America must maintain our English language. America wants only legal immigrants who play by the rules and speak English. America's working poor deserve a chance at jobs taken by illegals. America has already too many people, and I support a 10-year moratorium on all immigrations. Americans must maintain our schools for our children. We can no longer tolerate 350,000 birthright citizens, anchor babies, annually that subtract from our own citizens. Attrition through enforcement by stopping their ability to wire money home, obtain rental housing and jobs. An amnesty failed in 1986 and will only be worse today. We're being displaced out of our jobs, out of our own country. To reduce illegal aliens in your community, you may follow the course of action by Mayor Louis Barletta of Hazleton, PA. He offers a bomb-proof ordinance that takes business licenses away from those who hire illegals, illegally halts landlords from renting to illegals. Without work and without housing, illegals cannot stay in your community. Now, you can check that out on his website for instructions. You may want to take this to your own town council, ladies and gentlemen, because there's not going to be any official from the top down program done. We've got to do this by our own cities and our own states. You can go to www.smalltowndefenders.com. Visit D.A. King at the www, the Dust in the Man Society.org, to see how Georgia created the best laws to stop illegals at the state level. Check out William Gein at www.alipac.us. He's a mover and shaker. He will direct you to specific actions that will make you more powerful and effective. To stop this invasion locally and nationally, join www.numbersusa.com for free, and you can join www.fairus.org and www.thesocialcontract.com. Now, folks, you know, this is one of these nagging little problems that are that is definitely not on the radar screen of any politician that's running for president in 2008. I mean, it is just not, because they don't want to do anything about it. It's pretty simple. You seal up the damn border now, and I mean seal it up now. And then we get our ICE and Homeland Security, which does nothing but botch things up. Let's put them to work for a good reason, then we can disband them later. Let's have Homeland Security taking on real security issues in this country. Let's get the drug dealers and the illegals out of this country. You know, and I keep hearing, I keep hearing that, oh, the, you know, it's going to be too expensive to round these people up. Really? The cost to this society is going to be much greater than the cost of rounding these people up before they have all of their little anchor babies and bring over their relatives from Mexico, before all these people in this country that are here illegally now, and then deified by the amnesty program by giving these undocumented workers walking papers. I mean, it's pretty simple. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be a monumental task, but one that must be done. Not unless you, of course, want the reconquista people out there, you know, the conquerors. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. These people are saying, well, this is Mexico, you know, this belongs to us. Really? You know, the Louisiana Purchase, I think that was done, what, through the French? I didn't see the French government back here going, well, you know, this property really belongs to us. No, this was a deal that was made. We developed the country, and now they want to invade it and take advantage of many people's hard work. You know what? I think not. I think not. And what's really amazing to me, I mean, we've been tracking numbers all over the place of who listens to the network and why. We have an inordinate amount of Spanish-speaking or Mexican people that listen to this network. Now, I'm wondering why. Maybe it was my suggestion that they go back to their own country, get rid of the corrupt government that they've had for, well, I think since its inception down there, since they've been calling themselves Mexico, the seven crime families that run Mexico, that, you know, hey, I'll give them a cheap handgun. I'll pack them a lunch. I'll give them a few dollars, send them back over the border, get down there and have one hell of a little party, and you know what? Reconquista your own government. You know, get your own country back. Start developing your country for your own people. Then maybe we can be good, fast friends and neighbors when we can help each other. You're not helping us by sending us your poor and huddled masses over here right now, because this country is getting ready to fold. And when the Depression hits once again, what are these homeless people going to be doing? The ones that are, well, they have a predilection towards crime to begin with. We're going to have millions of these creatures crawling all over our cities, committing all kinds of heinous crimes. You know, and quite frankly, I don't want to waste the ammunition on them. I would prefer that they repatriate back to Mexico, get down there with a serious effort to throw their criminals out of their own damn government, as we're trying to do here, and get on with life. How would Mexico feel if they had 30, 40 million Americans show up, squatting all over the place and saying, you know what,
That's a pretty nice country. I think we're going to take this country. Well, what do you mean you don't have bilingual instructions on the telephone or whatever? Well, what is this bilingual anything? This is America. We speak English here. You know, and I've said this many times, and it just goes over a lot of people's heads. Why is the entertainment industry in this country, radio and television, why is it so much Spanish-speaking? Well, why is it a language that I don't understand? I'm not bilingual. I'm not trilingual. I'm not quadlingual. I speak English. That's my native tongue. It's just amazing to me, folks. We'll get into, in a few minutes here, get into the Army medical system and what happened. this is, folks, I saw in the USA Today that, the Army is, the military is just having a hard time with officers. They don't have enough officers. Really? I wonder why. Oh, another unqualified and unjustified war? Yeah. Could be the reason why you don't have military guys, good qualified military guys. Could be there's the reason why you don't have enough in your command structure. Because they don't believe in what your commander in chief is doing. Let's go back to the phones here. Walt in Arizona. Hello, Walt.
Hello.
Hi.
John, I've got about three items I'll consider with you. I'm very, very distressed that you had that problem for several days, and it was sort of a blank spot listening to a few others where we wanted John up there.
Well, trust me, I'd much rather would have been on the air rather than rolling around knocking on death's door. It wasn't a whole lot of fun.
Well, you're not Catholic, are you?
I was raised Roman Catholic.
Okay. We ever heard of Lourdes in southern France?
Lourdes?
Yeah. A town down
yes.
in the foothills yeah. of the Pyrenees.
Yeah.
You know what they do down there?
Anybody's guess.
Well, I've been told 4 to 5 million Catholics go there to bathe in the water. Now, what's the water? It's a grotto originally that was developed because it was a curing of people of sickness. And it is nothing more than the snow melt of the Alps surfacing there. And it is loaded with hydrogen peroxide.
Hmm.
And the Catholics go there for their health. Now, I was going to make a suggestion. You can take it or leave it.
I was just thinking, Walt, when you were talking about that, let's spread the rumor that there's a fountain of youth that genetically it only helps people of Mexican or Spanish descent. And it's right smack in Guatemala.
Well, do this and try it out. You can't do any harm. Dump a whole quart of drugstore-grade hydrogen peroxide in your hot bath and soak in it for a half an hour. And it will open up the pores. The hydrogen peroxide will go in your bloodstream, and let's see what happens. That's point one.
Will it turn my gray hair blonde?
Well, 6% peroxide is making the regular peroxide broad, that's for sure.
Okay, all right.
And now, on the immigration problem, the most effective way of getting them out of here is make it impossible for them to work.
Yep.
That means and you mentioned it also as a point, go after the employers and penalize them.
I went after the city of Round Rock here. They laid in a new sewer line with one of the oldest phone systems and sewers in Round Rock, Texas, for as many years as it's been around. And what the corporation, what Round Rock did, was hired a contractor that subcontracted out work. Well, mm-hmm. Who they subcontracted out to were people that spoke no English.
Oh, boy.
And I told them, I said, you know what? I mean, this turned into a real mess for this network. We had four inches of standing sewer water in this building. And come to find out that they couldn't read the manual as to what they were supposed to do once the work was completed. In other words, remove all the trash and all the construction materials from the new sewer. That backed up, and that's why we got 4 inches of standing water. And I told a representative of Round Rock, I told him, I said, if I have to take you clowns to court, I said, it's not going to bode well. I said, I don't want these illegals working on anything in this damn city.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, a few eyebrows were raised, and the problem was fixed promptly. And ironically enough, one of the city workers got on the phone with our insurance company and said, you know, you need to pay these people off and do it right away. Yeah.
Well, I've spent 20 years outside the continental limits of the United States, and I know what it takes to get into another foreign nation. There are police reports. There are health reports.
There are
inoculations.
There's Interpol. There's a host of problems that face people that want to get into other countries illegally.
Yeah. Well, I learned my Spanish in Caracas, Venezuela. And when I lived there for 2 years, I was thinking and reading and writing and speaking it perfectly.
Hmm.
So you're at a disadvantage when it comes to me because I could cuss at you in Spanish.
Well, I mean, people do that in English. I mean, stand in line.
Enough, huh? Well, I'll cut it short at this time. And maybe somebody else will raise their hackles a little bit and hope they'd call and talk to you.
Thank you, Walt. I appreciate it.
All right, John.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Yeah. Don't worry about abusing me. There's a host of people who want to do that. Brian in Canada. Hello, Brian. Hi.
Jesus. Hey, yeah, I never did hear that before. I always thought the United States just went and annexed Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California. I didn't realize there was an agreement that they were going to develop it.
Well, I'm a little fuzzy on what you mean by developing it.
Well, that's the way you said. You used those words, that there's an agreement that we were going to develop it, and now that's developed.
No. There was no agreement that we were going to develop anything. We just did it by natural course. That's what we did.
Word. So, but did not the United States annex that land of Mexico, California, Texas, Arizona?
No, there was an agreement that was made, and it was all done legally. I'll have to dig out the paperwork.
You should do that, because I've never heard that in my life, what you just said. But, you know, a way to stop this immigration, you know, we ought to do like the Israelis do in Israel, put up a fence. But let's put the fence on the north side of California, New Mexico, Arizona, and Texas. And
well,
put the fence up there, because I've never heard what you said, that there was an agreement. I heard that we just basically took it away from the Mexicans.
No, we didn't just take it.
Get the documents and hear it on your thing. And this is the first time I ever listened. I just got to actually just started found you guys here about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, cool. Well, stick around.
You get those documents out where it says that you made an agreement with Mexico that you were going to take their land from them. And
well, I didn't say that, Byron. That's the third time you said that. I did not say that. I didn't say that we just annexed and we took it for development or anything else. We, as a matter of course, through agreements, we took the land, we made agreements to it, and then we developed it.
And Mexico agreed to these agreements?
Well, yes, they agreed. The then Mexican government agreed.
Okay. Well, you know, that would be real, because that would be an eye-opener for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I think they realize that. But you get those documents and bring them out and read them out to us. And
I sure will do that, Brian.
Okay.
All right?
Very good.
Okay. Thank you. Well, I wonder how Canadians would feel if we just invaded their country. We just showed up millions at a time going, hey, you know, we kind of like Canada. Got a lot of wilderness up here. Got a lot of natural resources. I think we'll just stick around. We just annexed you. Mike in Arizona. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a couple points. You know, they keep talking about this Reconquista and everything.
Yeah.
Well, here in Arizona, the Apaches kept the Mexicans out, so I'm a little confused on what they're trying to reconquer, because they were never up here in southern Arizona at all. And this whole Aztlan thing, it's kind of like our Atlantis. It's a mystical land that used to be out in the Atlantic Ocean, and it ain't got nothing to do with the southern part of the United States. The previous caller was asking some questions about the documents and
yes.
everything.
Yes.
Well, there's one. It's the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, and it seems to me that was like in about 1848, and that went up through part of Texas, the part of New Mexico, and then part of Arizona and in California north of the Gila River. And then a few years after that, then there was the Gadsden Purchase, which was southern Arizona from the Gila River, which is just a little bit south of Phoenix, all the way down to Mexico. And it cost, we paid the Mexican government billions of dollars for this land.
Yeah.
And we gave the option of the people that were living here that they could become U.S. citizens or we would purchase their property. So, you know, I kind of, you know, say, for instance, you own a piece of property, a house or something, and you sell it to somebody else. And then say, for instance, maybe a few years later, you want to go back into the property and you go, hey, this used to be my house one time. I want you to pack your stuff and get out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what's going on here. And it's time that the American people grow some stones and throw these invaders out for exactly what they are.
Well, Mike, I'm in agreement with you. Like I said about the French when we made the Louisiana Purchase. I mean, could you imagine the French government coming back and saying, well, you know, we looked at the contract and there were some problems with it. You know what? We still own that land. Get the hell off of it.
That's right. And same thing. I think part of that down there wasn't Florida, was part of Spain.
Mm-hmm.
There
yeah.
you go.
And the simple solution to this, and many people have discussed this, the simple solution is to actually help Mexico, help these people out, help them develop a country where they don't want to come in to this country. They're going to have everything down there. I understand right. They have some real fine real estate down there in Mexico.
Lots of gold.
Yep, they do. Hey, thanks, Mike. Appreciate your call. We'll take the break. We'll be right back and conclude this edition of the National Intel Report.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
For my friend in Canada, the Treaty of Guadalupe-Hidalgo
The Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, signed on February 2, 1848 by American diplomat Nicholas Trist, ended the war and gave the United States undisputed control of Texas, established the U.S.-Mexican border of the Rio Grande, and ceded to the United States California, Nevada, Utah, and parts of Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, and Wyoming. In return, Mexico received $15 million, and that's in U.S. dollars. This exchange is known as the Mexican Secession. Mexicans living in the conquered lands could choose to return to Mexico or stay and become American citizens. Article 10 was stricken from the treaty before it was ratified by the U.S. Senate. These articles promised the United States would recognize Mexican and Spanish land grants. Now, the results, Mexico lost more than 500,000 square miles of land, almost half of its territory. The territories contained about 1,000 Mexican families in California and 7,000 in New Mexico. A few moved back to Mexico. The great majority remained and became U.S. citizens. A month before the end of the war, Polk was criticized in the United States of the House of Representatives' amendment to the bill passing Major General Zachary Taylor for a war of unnecessarily and unconstitutionally begun by the President of the United States. This criticism, in which the Congressman Abraham Lincoln at the time played an important role, followed congressional scrutiny of the war's beginning, including factual challenges to the claims made by President Polk. The vote followed party lines, with all the Whigs supporting the amendment. Lincoln's attack haunted his future campaigns. But at any rate, they were paid $15 million. So, in 1848. So there you are. Now, you can call it annexing, buying, I don't know. Call it what you will. But like I said, you know, if we up and decided that, you know, we're just going to move right on into Canada, and once we get enough Americans up there, we go, you know what, pretty nice land up here. I think we're just going to take it over. We're just going to occupy it and take it over. That's what 30 to 40 million Mexicans are doing in this country right now. And suffice it to say, I don't think the Canadian economy is as big as the United States, but how would you like the percentage of people per capita, per population, here in the United States, say the same thing happens to Canada? I think it would be a little bit different story. You know, nobody wants their land balkanized. You know, I mean, we've been called many things in this country. The melting pot, you know, it's the crucible of civilization where people from all over the globe, from different walks of life and different religious beliefs, came to this country for freedom and liberty and economic advantage and all those other things. Yes, the great experiment worked rather well, but people didn't come to this country. The Germans didn't show up in mass here, or the Irish, or anybody else, saying, you know what? I think once we get enough people here, we'll just occupy it and call it our own. Well, that's exactly what the Mexicans are doing right now. And I've had friends, you know, pretty high up people in government, you know, that have been working many years tirelessly, you know, with different programs to actually help the Mexican government develop their own economy, develop their own country, to take care of their own people. You know, and I've said this before, maybe this is why the Mexicans listen to this network so much, because I really cannot blame an individual for trying to better themselves. You know, I really can't blame them, but breaking a law is breaking a law. And I cannot do that. I mean, imagine me trying to go down to Mexico and just lay around down there for the rest of my life. Do you think that would work with the Mexican government? I think not. You know, part of this is the balkanization program here to bust this country wide open. If you notice, these people don't like speaking English. That's why they have their own entertainment, their own radio, their own newspapers, their own forms of communications. They don't plan on assimilating to this culture and this society. Maybe I ought to learn French and move to Canada. At any rate, that'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. We're back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. Can we?